interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, John. Tonight is a Mega Millions drawing. And they hope, the lottery folks hope, that they don't have another mix-up like they did on Tuesday night. The Mega Millions drawing on Tuesday night had the guy announcing the numbers, the official guy announcing the numbers, and he read them all off, except he read off the Mega Ball incorrectly. He said the Mega Ball was a 6 when it was actually a 9. Where is the Jimi Hendrix song if 6 was 9? They put a graphic on the screen that also said 6, and that caused everybody to go haywire, because a lot of people, well, some people, had that was a winning number for them.
Yeah, they're not paying off on that.
Well, the Mega Millions website issued a statement the next day to clear things up. The actual winning numbers were yada, 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 and the Mega Ball was 9. Luckily, they checked their system. They said no one would have won the $86 million jackpot anyway. There were no tickets with the 5 numbers and the Mega Ball at 6 or 9. But a handful of people would have won $10,000 prizes with a 6, and thousands of others would have won smaller amounts. The Mega Millions is played in 45 different states. The New York Lottery paused payouts and told people to hang on to their tickets. They called the 9 version the official result and apologized for the confusion. It doesn't sound like they're going to be paying out any 6s.
No.
It's not exactly clear.
You know, they got their butts covered on this legally.
But I mean,
I'm sure from day one, they figured that as a possibility. And what do we do if?
Well, didn't they think, okay, this 6 and the 9, we got to put a line or something that defines which is the top and the bottom here? Wouldn't they have done that from the very start?
They did.
Okay.
So I think they did. I think they did have a.
And the guy just read it wrong.
He just read it wrong
and then blew it.
What they printed on the screen was based on what he said, not what they were looking at. But, you know, I don't know. I wonder how many people actually. That used to be the way everybody did it. That's how everybody used to get the numbers if they were really into it. You would watch it on
the
TV.
Ping pong balls.
But now, you know, it's on the internet within a second. So I wonder how many people actually go, you know, get it off of television. There's still probably some of them. The old-timers do. You know the old-timers do.
Tonight's jackpot is $99
million. Now, did the goof get fired?
Doesn't say that he got fired.
You can't have him digging in for the balls tonight. Yeah. You got to have a different guy in there doing it. Because he's going to have to apologize. if he's there, by the way, I'm sorry about what happened the other night.
And if he tugs on his ear or winks into the camera, then you know something's up.
Yeah.
He's telling his grandma something.
All right, real quick, I'll tell you about the $8 million romance scam. I hope you didn't fall for it. I hope you didn't fall for the U.S. general. 34-year-old guy in Utah had the romance scam running, and now he's been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He created a bunch of fake online dating profiles targeting women in their 50s and 60s. And then tried to get their money. He posed as a United States general stationed at Fort Bragg and got one woman to send him $140,000. I don't know why the United States general would be in need of $140,000, but some woman fell for it. And that worked so well for him. He said, you know what? I got to expand this business. I got to get some partners in on this act because there's
some
a
other
lot
old
of money.
Dudes.
Yeah, so he got some other guys, and they would pose. They go on these websites, and they would pose as guys working on oil rigs who needed some cash to finish their products. And women would be like, okay, and it would send them money. They ran these scams for 3 years before they finally got caught, and these women got bilked for tens of thousands of, well, it was $8 million was the bottom line on all of that.